This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. One of the nice things about having a family doctor is the personal relationship you develop with your physician. But like the soda shops and general stores of old, it may seem like the neighborhood doctor's office is a thing of the past. Well, here at Florida State University, the College of Medicine is devoted to making it a thing of the future. The College of Medicine at Florida State is continually recognized for its commitment to training the next generation of family physicians. And according to the American Academy of Family Physicians, it's done it again. For the third year in a row, the Academy's annual report put the college among the top five schools in the United States for its percentage of graduates specializing in family medicine.
It really is very nice. It really affirms the fact that, you know, our mission was to, you know, identify and train physicians for the future. And the fact that we're accomplishing that feels very, very good.
College of Medicine Dean John Fogarty says the college's mission is at the heart of this success.
One of the reasons why this medical school was created back about 10 years ago was really to address the workforce needs for the state of Florida. We do know that there are a significant number of rural underserved areas that do not have primary care physicians. So it's very important in our mission that we actually begin to train and teach and bring on physicians that are going to serve the workforce needs of the state.
In the last 3 years, the report found 16.8% of Florida State med school graduates fulfilled that mission and entered family medicine residencies. That's twice as many as any other Florida medical school. Despite the college's success, though, its mission may be more important now than ever. That same report cites a decade-long decline in the number of family physicians in the U.S., something Dean Fogarty has seen coming since his days in med school.
I'm a family physician. I was trained as a family physician way back in 1975 to 78 when I finished my medical school at that time. And I believed at that time that medicine was moving too much toward a disease focus as opposed to a patient focused. And what I try to tell all medical students that is it's really the magic of being a doctor is the relationship you have with the patient, not the disease that the patient has.
To that end, the College of Medicine has designed a program that offers students the opportunity to step outside the hospital wards and into the neighborhoods.
In many medical schools, the majority of the rotations in the third year of medical school are spent in big teaching hospitals. In our model, more and more of those rotations are actually being spent in doctor's offices. We really think it provides them the kind of experiences that they will have to build the kind of relationships, to become invested and involved in the communities that they're serving in, and then want to go practice in those communities someday.
And it seems the Florida State Med School has discovered the cure. Through five graduating classes, roughly 60% of students have entered primary care, which includes family medicine. And of the first 21 graduates to enter practice, 10 are primary care physicians in Florida, six of which work in rural areas. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.